You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 28, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why federal SNAP cuts hit black households hardest? A quiet emergency is unfolding across the United States as families struggle to put food on their tables. Recent legislative changes have triggered a severe hunger crisis in many neighborhoods. Specifically, the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act of 2025 has reshaped the national safety net. This sweeping federal law slashed nearly $187 billion from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as SNAP, over the next 10 years. The policy changes have already stripped vital food assistance from more than 4 million Americans. Supporters of the legislation argued that these reductions would balance the federal budget and promote self-sufficiency among recipients. However, advocates point to a devastating and unequal reality. The heaviest burden of this policy falls directly on black households. To understand why these reductions inflict such unequal harm, one must look beyond the immediate headlines to examine the historical design of federal aid. The sudden loss of food benefits has forced millions of families to make impossible choices. Many households must now choose between purchasing groceries, paying rent, or buying life-saving medications. This crisis did not appear out of nowhere. Instead, it is the direct result of policy decisions that systematically weaken the safety net for vulnerable populations. For many black families, SNAP is a critical lifeline that prevents severe nutritional deprivation in an unequal economy. The recent federal budget cuts have caused food pantry lines to stretch around city blocks. Because wages have failed to keep pace with the rising cost of groceries, even working families are struggling to survive. In fact, census data shows that more than 75% of SNAP households include at least one working person. This fact directly refutes the common stereotype that public assistance recipients do not want to work. The current crisis is a reflection of low wages and high food costs, not a lack of personal effort. The vulnerability of Black Americans to food assistance cuts is rooted in the historical design of the safety net. In 1939, President Franklin D. Roosevelt and Secretary of Agriculture Henry Wallace launched the first food stamp plan. The initiative aimed to distribute agricultural surpluses to impoverished citizens during the Great Depression. However, the program contained structural barriers that made participation difficult for the most impoverished families. To obtain assistance, applicants had to buy orange coupons at face value to receive a 50% bonus in blue coupons. This mandatory cash buy-in requirement immediately excluded many black families. Most black workers in the South were trapped in highly exploitative economic arrangements, like sharecropping. Because these families operated within a system of debt and credit rather than cash wages, they rarely possessed actual currency to buy coupons. Furthermore, local white officials in the Jim Crow South deliberately restricted access to federal relief programs, and they feared that providing food aid would allow black workers to refuse low-wage field labor. President Lyndon B. Johnson established the modern, permanent food stamp program in 1964 as part of his Great Society initiatives. The new federal legislation prohibited racial discrimination and eliminated the cash buy-in requirement. Despite these improvements, the administration of the program remained highly decentralized. Individual states maintained broad authority over certification, eligibility rules, and benefit distribution. In many southern states with large black populations, local administrators used bureaucratic hurdles to deter applicants. They opened certification offices for only a few hours each week. They also utilized English-only forms and invasive asset tests to disqualify families. These administrative tactics kept black families from accessing the nutrition benefits they desperately needed. Consequently, local control diluted the promise of federal relief and maintained racial disparities in food access. During the late 20th century, the political debate surrounding food assistance underwent a dramatic shift. Opponents of public aid stopped focusing on poverty alleviation and began to emphasize moral failure. This political strategy relied heavily on racial stereotypes to turn public opinion against federal assistance programs. This period saw the rise of political rhetoric that associated government aid with fraud and laziness. Ronald Reagan popularized the harmful myth of the welfare queen during his presidential campaigns. This caricature, based on the extreme case of a woman named Linda Taylor, portrayed a lazy person of color who cheated the system to live in luxury. Reagan also spoke of a strapping young buck using food stamps to buy high-end steaks. These stories successfully associated public aid with black households in the public mind. In reality, the vast majority of recipients were white. Nevertheless, the stigma persisted and laid the groundwork for future budget reductions. These negative narratives frequently shaped anti-black politics during key policy debates. The racialized campaigns of the 1980s culminated in the Bipartisan Welfare Reform of 1996. Under President Bill Clinton, Congress passed the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act. This historic law abolished aid to families with dependent children, which had provided guaranteed cash welfare since 1935.
The legislation officially ended the cash entitlement status of public aid and introduced strict lifetime limits. The 1996 reform also introduced severe work requirements for food stamp recipients. It established the Able-Bodied Adults Without Dependents rule, which limited food aid to only 3 months in a 3-year period unless the recipient worked 20 hours per week. These policies assumed a completely fair and neutral labor market. However, due to systemic racism, black workers face much higher rates of hiring discrimination and baseline unemployment. By ignoring these systemic labor market barriers, the work mandates penalized black job seekers who were actively looking for employment. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act of 2025 represents a dramatic expansion of these restrictive policies. Signed into law on July 4, 2025, the legislation permanently cut federal SNAP funding by 20% over a decade. The law raised the age limit for strict work requirements from 54 to 64 years old. Older black workers, who suffer from higher rates of chronic health issues and age discrimination, now face an immediate risk of losing their food budget. The OBBBA also redefined who qualifies as a dependent child. Previously, parents were exempt from certain work rules if they had a dependent child under 18. The new law lowered this exemption age, applying it only to parents of children under 7 years old. Single mothers, who are disproportionately black, must now find childcare and meet work quotas as soon as their child enters the second grade. Furthermore, the law restricted states from requesting work waivers unless countywide unemployment exceeds 10%.
This broad measurement dilutes and masks the extreme, hyper-local poverty of segregated black neighborhoods. Additionally, Section 10108 of the OBBBA eliminated SNAP eligibility for many legal non-citizens, directly harming black immigrant and refugee families. In addition to strict work mandates, the OBBBA introduced sweeping state-level purchasing restrictions. Under the new guidelines, states can request food restriction waivers from the federal government to limit what recipients can buy with EBT cards. This policy shift ended the uniform national standard for eligible foods, replacing it with a highly fragmented system. By early 2026, 22 states had implemented checkout restrictions for SNAP users. Nebraska was the first to prohibit the purchase of sodas and energy drinks, followed closely by Indiana, Iowa, and Montana. Major states with large black populations, such as Texas and Florida, have also phased in these EBT checkout declines. Checkout systems now automatically block the purchase of sweetened beverages, candy, and prepared desserts. Anti-hunger advocates argue that these restrictions increase social stigma while failing to address the root causes of poor nutrition. Many low-income black families live in segregated food deserts with no local access to fresh produce. Consequently, these bans punish shoppers instead of improving grocery access. Despite ongoing political attacks on the safety net, scientific research proves that food assistance is highly effective. A landmark 2023 study published in the journal JAMA Network Open evaluated the program's impact on public health. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University analyzed comprehensive data from the Survey of Income and Program Participation, a longitudinal database maintained by the U.S. Census Bureau. The findings were clear and undeniable. Among low-income families who did not participate in SNAP, black households had a 52% higher risk of food insecurity compared to white households. However, among families who did receive SNAP benefits, this racial disparity completely disappeared. The data proves that SNAP is a highly effective tool for closing the racial hunger gap.
When federal policies slash these benefits, they guarantee that racial disparities in food security will widen once again. For this reason, protecting food assistance is vital to the ongoing struggle for self-determination in Black communities.
Copyright, African Elements.